self-portrait with the Smithfield ham we had to cut on the bandsaw. Mother, for once, it wasn't your fault. You always said you can't soak hams long enough, and one full day and night seemed adequate, but we gave it two, scrubbed mold, rind, salt away, changed the water, tucked it like a baby in its bath. Another day, rinsed, patted dry, made ready. Butter and brown sugar coated all our hands. Let's face it, it was ancient, not just aged. The woman at the ham shack must have seen my husband's Pennsylvania plates and figured, what the hell, he won't be coming back. Or it was just bad luck. But wasn't our discussion on life with Lewis and Clark educational for the children? Ham jerky, ham shoelaces, ham-flavored chewing gum to last a winter portage through the bitter roots. Oh, we were jolly then, those spots still undiscovered on your lungs. Yes, my Yankee husband sliced it on the bandsaw, but so would any man faced with that ham who had a power tool in reach. That was Easter. It's November now. You're dead, and I am making black bean soup, beginning with a frozen cut of that disaster, sizzling in a taste of olive oil. No other seasoning is needed for this winter's portage, Mother. Just my store of cross-cut sections, meat and marrow, sugar, grease, and bone.